I'd like for you to turn to Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 through 27. When I think about Christmas, I think about darkness and light. Jesus coming brought light. You know, we live in a pretty dark world, but Jesus is the light of the world, and we're supposed to be a light. John 3:19, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But this verse, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Let's kneel together in prayer.
Good morning. I greet each one of you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For a title for the sermon this morning is called, Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Our Sunday school teacher asked us that question this morning. Who is Jesus? I think it's an appropriate question to ask yourself at Christmas time. Who is Jesus? The question is asked over and over again in Scripture. If you look for it, you can find it many places. In the text that was read for you this morning, where Jesus, in that dark hour, calms the winds and calms the waves, the disciples ask, who is Jesus? Who is this man that he has the power over nature and creation? Who is Jesus? Matthew 22, in the last week of our Lord's life, the Pharisees come to him, and Jesus asks them, what think ye of Christ? Who am I? Who am I to you? Who is Jesus? Saul, at the time of his conversion, he said, who art thou, Lord? Who art thou, Lord? Jesus asked that same question of his disciples. He says, who do men say that I am? Who does all the world around say that I am? Then he looks at Peter and he says, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Who is Jesus? The question has been asked over and over again. Every man, every woman down through the centuries has to answer that question. Who is Jesus? In our home, we have a nativity set. And this year, Martha put it on top of her desk. Her desk sits right inside our door. I appreciated her choice of places to put it. Usually we have it in our front room, and we never go in our front room. But this year, it's right inside the door. Over the last couple weeks, I've had opportunity, and the many times I've gone in and out, to look at that representation of Jesus. And I ask myself, who is Jesus? Many today love and embrace Jesus as a baby in the manger. They like the teachings of Jesus on peace and kindness and goodwill and love and joy. It all looks so peaceful, and it all looks so serene and so quiet. And we see it in our cards and our nativity scenes and the songs that we sing. Yet all that's very superficial as we think of who Jesus is. You know, we know people on various levels. Some people we recognize their face. Some people we know their name. Some people we would call an acquaintance. We know a little bit about them. Some people we consider friends. And a very few select number of people we would be intimate with. The same can be said of our knowledge of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus to you? Sadly, many of us never get past the baby in the manger. We never get past him as a baby. We have no concept of who he is. We have no idea of why he came. And we have no intimate relationship with him. And we miss it. We miss it. Who is Jesus? Over the last several weeks, as I looked at Martha's nativity set, I was challenged with that question. Who is Jesus? Paul in Philippians tells us that he would give everything he has. He would give everything he has for the knowledge of who Jesus is. That he would know Jesus Christ. Everything he has. We'd like to look at that this morning. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Jesus is the great eternal one. Jesus Christ lives in eternity from everlasting to everlasting. He is God. Yes, he was born in the fullness of time. Yes, he came to earth in God's acceptable time. In God's anointed place, yet he exists in eternity. He's much more than a baby. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. Jesus Christ himself said, before Abraham was, I am. I am. And out of eternity, Jesus came to rescue us. The Eternal One came for you. The Eternal One came for you. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the Creator, the Sustainer, and the Preserver of life. It's ironic that down through Jesus' lifetime and afterwards, people sought to destroy him. Herod wanted to kill him. The Pharisees and some of the Jews wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill the one who created them, the one who sustains them, and the ones that give them life. For by Jesus all things are created that are in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything that made that was made. Jesus is the Creator, the Sustainer, and the Preserver of all things. And in him we move and live and have our being. Like a fish in a fishbowl, we're surrounded by Jesus Christ. He created you. He sustains you. He preserves you. He's all you need. He's all you need. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the Sovereign King. He's the Sovereign King. Jesus has complete ownership of everything. Jesus has complete authority over everything. He was born a child, the hymn says, but yet a king. Yet a king. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. For every the beast of the forest is Jesus's, and the cattle on 1,000 hills are his. I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are his. The world is mine and the fullness thereof. Jesus has ownership and authority over all of nature, over all creation, over all diseases, over all demons, over death. And he has ownership and authority over you. Jesus is our sovereign King. Who is Jesus? Jesus is God incarnate. It's God coming to earth as a man. 100% God, 100% deity, and yet 100% man. And in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He's the great I Am, the one true and living God. Jesus, being in the form of God, thought it was not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death on the cross, and it was all for you. It should thrill your soul this morning that God came to earth, took the form of man, and it was for you. It was for you. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us for you. The Virgin brought forth a son and called his name Emmanuel, which means God with us, and it was for you. It was for you. Who is Jesus? Well, brothers and sisters, I tell you, I need to know him better. You need to know him better. It's not just a baby in the manger. He's a great miracle worker. He makes the sick well, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, the dead alive, the old new. He can take nothing and make something out of it. And he's done it for us. He's a great miracle worker. He's the good shepherd. He promises to let us rest in green pastures and lead us beside still waters. Our cup runneth over with good things. He gives the greatest gift of all. He gives us life. He is the bread of life. We can come to him and we'll never hunger. He's the water of life. If we believe in him, we'll never thirst. He's all we need. He's the light of the world. Into this dark world, Jesus Christ came to bring us light. Jesus is the true light available to all men, and those that follow him will not walk in darkness. But if we walk in light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. He is light and hope in this dark world. Oh, how we need him. He's the truth. Jesus is full of truth. He's completely true. In a world that's confused between what's right and what's wrong, in a world that's confused between what's good and what's bad, when everything seems so very mixed up, we can know the truth through Jesus Christ. And we know that the Son of God is come, and he has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. He is life. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He came for you. He came for you. Jesus is a miracle worker. He's the good shepherd. He's the bread of life, the truth, the life. And it's all directed towards you. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the Christ. He's the chosen one. He's the anointed one. He's the Messiah. He's the one that looked for and expected since the beginning of time. He is the Scripture says he's the desire of nations. He's the one that will crush the serpent's head. He's the one that will restore our fellowship with God. He's the best news the world has ever heard. He's the Christ, the Messiah. And it came for you. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the Savior. He's the one that came to rescue us from our sins. He came to rescue us from the power of sin, from the presence of sin, from the punishment of sin. He came to rescue us from hell and the grave. He's our Savior. And his very name, Jesus, means that he will save the people from their sins. He was born to set his people free. And he came to be your Savior. And he came to be mine. Who is Jesus? He's our Redeemer. Jesus came and paid the awful price for our sins. He redeemed us. Jesus is the one in whom we have redemption through his blood. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet did we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He is our Redeemer. He suffered and he died for you to pay the price for what you've done. Who is Jesus? He's the only way to God. The only way to have a restored relationship with God is through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the door, and by him, if any man enter in, he will be saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one cometh to the Father but by him. Jesus is the only way. The only way that we might have a relationship and a fellowship with God. Jesus is the way you can be restored to God. The only way. Who is Jesus? He's the conqueror of death. Jesus has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. He's the conqueror of death. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ conquered death, you need not have any fear of it. You can live day by day, trusting in him, the conqueror of death. You can have victory over death. You can have everlasting life because of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus? He's our great high priest. He's the one and only mediator between God and man. And this morning, Jesus Christ is making intercession for you. Making intercession for you. This morning you can approach God because of Jesus Christ. Since we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession. We can have hope because we have a high priest, Jesus Christ. For we don't have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all things tempted as we are, and yet without sin. Let us come boldly there unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Jesus Christ is our great high priest, and he's pleading your case right now. Right now, you can come boldly to the throne of God because of Jesus Christ, and it's all for you. It's all for you. Who is Jesus? Jesus Christ is your judge. Many today refuse to grasp the truth that the babe in Bethlehem would someday judge them. God has given Jesus the authority to execute judgment. Jesus is appointed by God to judge the living and the dead. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which that all the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Jesus one day will be your judge. Will be your judge. Who is Jesus? Jesus is our soon returning King. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Comfort yourself with these words. And behold, Jesus says he comes quickly, and his reward is with him, to give every man according as his work shall be. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning of the end. He is the first and the last. And he's our soon coming King. Surely, he says, I come quickly. I come quickly. Oh, Christian, your King is coming back for you. He will come again. He will receive you unto himself. Where he is, you will be there also. He's your coming King, and he's coming for you. Who is Jesus? He's the one that believers will spend all eternity with. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And there will be no night there, no need for a candle, neither light for the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Jesus desires to spend all eternity with you. Who is Jesus? He's my best friend. I hope he's yours. There are many lonely today. Many lonely. You don't have to be. There are many afraid today. You don't have to live like that. There are many that need someone to love them, someone to care, someone to tell their troubles to. You have someone that wants to be your best friend, and it's Jesus. I'd hate to face the world today without him. Those of you that are trying, I don't know how you do it. I'm not strong enough. I'm not good enough. Jesus promised never to leave you. Jesus has promised to be there for you. Jesus has promised you peace. He's promised you rest. He's promised you love. He's a friend that sticketh closer than the brother. Jesus is my best friend. Oh, I hope he's yours. Who is Jesus? Jesus' focus, his entire life, his entire ministry is for you. It's for you. It is a true statement. You can trust it. Jesus Christ came into the world to save you. Jesus Christ came that you might have life and that you might have it at its fullest. God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that if you believe in him, you will never perish but have everlasting life. It's all for you. It's all for you. Who is Jesus? It's a question that you have to answer this morning. You've heard the truth about Jesus. We've sang it in many of the songs that we sang this morning. You've heard about who Jesus is in the Sunday school hour. What a powerful lesson we've had this morning in Sunday school. And you've heard a little about who he is in this preaching hour. I tell you this morning, he's much more, oh, so much more than a baby in a manger. I would ask you another question. You know, it's the same question that Pilate asked the multitude at Jesus' trial. He asked them, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called the Christ?" What shall I do with Jesus? You've heard who he is. You heard what he's done. You've heard how much he loves you and cares for you. Now, what will you do with Jesus? What will you do with that baby in the manger? Might I suggest to you this morning that you make him king, that you make him Lord, that you make him ruler of your life, that you fall on your knees before him, worship him, and adore him. Might I suggest to you that you just walk a little bit closer than you have before, hold his hand a little bit tighter than you have before. Spend more time with him as you go about the weeks. He longs to have fellowship with you. Might I suggest that you renew your commitment to serve him, to honor him, to obey him, to love him? Who is Jesus Christ, and what does he mean for you? May God bless you.
Let's kneel for prayer.